You're listening to The Record on KUOW. I'm David Hyde.
And I'm Marcy Silman. Snohomish County officials have decided to call off active search operations at the Oso landslide. People involved exclusively in search operations will go home or switch roles. Officials say remaining crews will focus on clearing the site with care and respect. This is a milestone for the Oso slide and a turning point for many of the people who've been involved in search and rescue. Our guest today, Chris Long, is one of those people. He's the Washington State Search and Rescue Coordinator. Over the past month, he's coordinated the mobilization of resources to the site, including dog teams and search and rescue crews. Chris Long, welcome to The Record.
Good afternoon.
Two people are still missing in that slide, Chris Ruggel-Brugge and Steve Hadaway. When there are still victims to recover, how is the call made to stop the active search and rescue?
Well, we've searched in the high probability areas without success. On the Darrington side, where Steve is probably located, much of the area is inaccessible to us because of water and very thick mud. On the west side, where Chris is probably located, again, we're looking where we think she ought to be, but we're not having any success. We've searched very extensively. So we've reached a point where further searching is probably not going to be successful at this point in time. And as the sheriff said just a few minutes ago, we're going to have to wait for some better conditions, especially on the Darrington side, for that to dry out, and then we can resume searching on a more targeted basis.
Do you have hope that their bodies will ever be found?
I hope that they'll be found, yes. But I also have, in my 22 years on this job, I realize it is quite possible they will not be.
I mentioned in introducing you that whatever proceeds, even though active search and rescue is not happening, there does need to be care and respect because two people's remains have still not been found. With some detail, how might that happen?
Well, as you know, perhaps the next phase of the operation will be to begin clearing State Route 530 to open up for traffic between Darrington and Arlington. And while they do that, I've been informed that they'll be using spotters on the equipment so that they can watch carefully as the debris is being lifted and removed. This is a technique or a tactic, actually, that was developed during the search operation itself. As you've seen from many of the pictures, mm-hmm. I'm sure, a lot of heavy equipment was used to move a lot of the debris around so we could get into active searching. That same tactic will be used while we're clearing State Route 530, and those spotters are trained, and they'll be able to detect any personal effects or perhaps human remains that may be uncovered.
Chris Long, you've been involved in many other search and rescue operations over 22 years. How is this different?
This one's different for the length, for one thing. We're over 5 weeks now in the active searching. The average wilderness search, and we have between 700 and 800 of those per year in the state, is usually over in maybe 24 hours, 48 at the most. Even some of the disaster searches, such as the heavy flooding down in Lewis County back in 2006 and 2007, our active rescuing was over in 72 hours, maybe 96 hours. This one is gone on. We understand the reality and why we're doing it. It's a long drawn out affair. It stresses and strains the resources. We have to rotate folks in and out. It's just unique in that regard.
As I mentioned, you've been doing this for 22 years. What did this particular search and rescue operation teach you?
Well, it taught me the necessity to manage our volunteer resources more carefully, qualifying them for the type of thing we're going to do. This was, again, a unique environment. Some of the folks that arrived were surprised by that, and we need to provide them some better information on the actual physical conditions they'll be facing so they can be prepared for that as far as equipment and so forth is concerned. And it's just a matter of managing it carefully, looking out ahead, realizing it is going to last a long time, and begin to think about the types of resources we need to bring in, perhaps in 2 weeks.
As you mentioned, Chris, this is a long, drawn-out operation. At what point do you or your fellow search and rescue operations folk get to take a breath?
Well, again, we tried to rotate folks in and out. The Washington Task Force 1, which was mentioned, is the Puget Sound Urban Search and Rescue Task Force. They operated as a state resource, a county and a state resource while they were there. And although the task force was there in name, we did rotate the people in and out to give them a bit of a break. We also had people both at the local emergency operations center, at the incident command post, and at the state EOC, maybe taking a one-day break to try and get to recollect and so forth, and just have to keep that and keep pacing and watch each other to make sure that the stress is not getting too bad.
Are you doing okay?
I'm doing fine. Thank you.
Chris Long is the Washington State Search and Rescue Coordinator. Thank you very much for joining us.
Sure. Thank you very much.